Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys. You can use this. Is Dr. Teresa Graham here to serve you up information, beloved. So happy to be with you on this beautiful Thursday morning. I tell you, I am having an awesome morning this morning. I was able to wake up and just meditate on the Word of God and just to tell God how good He is to me. I tell you, I don't mind loving on Daddy first thing in the morning, y'all. See, one thing I love to do is start my morning with thanking the Most High God for all that He is, all that He has done, and all that He will be to me. I don't know about y'all, but I love talking to Daddy, huh? Daddy is what I love to talk to. Because, you know, sometimes when you start your morning in the morning, you know, sometimes you wake up and you have feel a little ache and a pain, and then you got to praise God for healing those pains and aches in your body, honey. And you know what I'm saying? You determine your day to have a blessed day and an amazing day today, okay? You don't have to lay back and take what you think is coming to you or what may try to come against you. All you got to do is call on the name of the Most High God, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and the Holy Ghost, huh? Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited this morning because God is good to me. How about that? And He does answer prayers. I don't care what prayers you got going on. God, whatever problems you got going on, God will answer your prayers if you believe, if you trust Him, if you take His word as final authority, if you work the word of God will work for you. That's right. I'm just believing it, guys. I walk by faith and not by sight. You know, the Bible says the just shall live by what? Faith. And I am the just this morning. Come on, somebody. I got a praise flowing from my lips this morning. Glory be to God. I love that right there. Oh, my goodness. So how are you guys doing today? What you got going on? Are you planning on going shopping? Are you planning on going to work? What are you planning on doing today? Well, whatever it is, make sure you send those angels before you. Charge those angels to protect you today, because there's always danger lurking around. But guess what? The Most High God has provided for each and every one of us protection. So use your protection today and allow God to protect you today. Well, guys, if you would like to, let me tell you what you can do, y'all. Now, many of you may not have started following our podcast, and what I want you to do, guys, I want you to quickly, if you're listening to us via internet, I want you to quickly hit that follow button on this platform and then sign up with your email or your Facebook page, okay? And also, get in the habit, if you could, for me, help me out grow this channel by sharing this platform with your family, your friends, everybody on social media, a stranger. Walk up to them and say, hey, have y'all ever heard of Serve It Up Now on Blog Talk Radio? Have y'all heard of Serve It Up Now on YouTube channel? Well, guys, y'all need to listen in. Come on, somebody. And then have them to subscribe to our YouTube channel by clicking that red subscribe button. Also, click that notification bell so that they will always be in the know when we upload new video or when we go live on our platforms. That's right. Now, another thing that you may not know by now, you can always call into this show, that's right, by using your cell phone, by dialing Erica's 563-999-3467. That way you can hear the show live for yourself and know that I am on live, okay? We come on live Monday through Friday and sometimes Saturday when we have a guest to interview, okay? So with that said, guys, this morning I want to share a quick thought with you. I want you to really, really understand what I'm getting ready to say. You know, a lot of times, beloved, let me say, you have a lot of dreams and goals that you have that you decide that you want to sit down and meditate over and pray over and make plans to achieve throughout your lifetime. And sometimes you can tell the wrong person. And when you tell the wrong person, they work to try to destroy your plans. Is that, you understand what I'm saying? And sometimes you are a giver, but sometimes people broadcast what they do. And so my topic this morning is I want to talk about don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing, okay? Don't let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. Okay, so a lot of people want to know, what does it mean to not let your right hand know what your left hand is doing? In other words, when you do things, you do it in secret. You don't go out broadcasting that you've done a thing. Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 tells us, guys, to take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. And so it goes on to say, therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not sound a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogue and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Verse 3 goes on to say, but when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth. Number 4, that thine alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Now, I want to talk a little bit about that. Do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Now, many times you have seen people on the streets. They are giving homeless people something to eat, and they always got to get a video to show that they are givers. When people give you something, they should never broadcast it, because now they're wanting the people to look at them. And then they want the people to, in other words, when you're doing for people, you should never tell anybody what you're doing. Because anything you do in secret, the Most High God that see you doing this from your heart in secret, he will reward you openly. Now, mind you, beloved, I understand some churches want to broadcast that, hey, we feed the homeless, or we give clothes to the clothesless, we do this, we do that, we do that, we do that. Well, are they scripture? Because the Bible says that you're to do it in secret, that nobody needs to see this. Nobody needs to be broadcasting this to be seen. And it says you will become a hypocrite. Amen. You will become a hypocrite in the church and in the streets. Amen. Why? Because you sounding the trumpet, showing people what you did. And then the Most High God said you are receiving the glory of men. Okay. You putting yourself in a position to receive the glory of men instead of them looking towards the Most High God and saying, oh, God, I thank you for using them to give me this or to give me that. Does that make sense? And so I don't like giving and then sounding a trumpet for the world to see. Amen? Because all glory belongs to God. Amen? And you should never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. Because the Bible says, you will have your reward. Amen? When you doing things, and it told you to take heed, take notice, be on alert, that you're not to give before your alms, whatever you're going to give them before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. So all that broadcasting, what you have done, you did it in vain, because you're not going to get a reward for that, because you were on the streets sounding that trumpet, being a hypocrite to be seen by men so that you can get the glory of men. He said that's your reward right there. See, that's why it's so vital. When we do for people, do it from your heart, not to be seen and not to walk around talking about what you did for another human being. Amen? Because if you got the sound of the trumpet, oh, I did this, oh, I, blah, 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 yeah, blah, blah, yeah, blah, blah, you know, you're just opening your mouth, loose lips does sink ships. And if you on these cameras showing the people, oh, I got these big old water giveaways, I got this big old food giveaway, oh, I got this clothes and shoes giveaway, oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that for so-and-so, so-and-so, blah, 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 blah. No, you don't have to broadcast that. Because when the Father see your giving in secret, he's going to reward you openly. See, a lot of tricks and trades have went out into the church where people use this type of stuff to fish for souls. You don't have to do that. Because Jesus said what? Jesus Christ Yeshua said, I will teach you how to be fishers of men. This isn't that what the Word of God tells us? Huh? So he didn't say, oh, get out there on that street and give and let the people see you give and then they'll come to your church. That's their way of building membership. That's their way of getting more people in there, their ministry. If the world can see them giving and they're recording their giving, you don't do that because now you're not scripture. Now, if we say we're going to follow the scripture, beloved, let's do it right. Amen? Let's break that word down and follow scripture. Whenever you do that, you become a hypocrite. So the question is your giving hypocritical? I mean, come on, somebody. Are you living by scripture? Are we really taking the scripture of the Most High God to be final authority in our life, beloved? Amen? Amen. Now, what does the Bible say about the right hand? For I, the Lord, your God, will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you. In some verses, it is literally saying as the right hand or the right side of the body. Amen. So that's what the right hand is talking about. But what I want to know is, are you giving your alms? Are you giving your time and talents and different things to be seen by man? And if so, beloved, you have become an hypocrite. Okay? Amen? Now, Matthew chapter 6, it tells you, but when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So that scripture, beloved, that scripture, it definitely, beloved, goes, you know what I'm saying? It tells you there in Matthew chapter 6. Amen? What you should not do. Never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing or your right hand know what your left hand is doing. You see what I'm saying? Because when you give it, why sound a trumpet? Why get out there on a bullhorn and say, come on, I'm giving this and this and that? Because a lot of people have motives attached to their giving. Amen? It is God's business to add to the church daily. We don't have to get out there on the streets and sound a trumpet and the bill of synagogue and do tricks and trades to get folk to come. Come on, somebody. Come on. We don't have to do all that. The Most High God will add to the church as needed. Amen? Amen. He know who he want to send in your ministry if you're really called and anointed and appointed by God. Amen? We don't have to sound our giving so people can think that we got the goods. We're the only one anointed. Huh? We're the only one doing the work of the Lord. Come on, somebody. You don't have to do all that. You don't have to do all that, beloved. All you have to do is take God's word as final authority and be obedient to the Most High God. It is he that gives you power to get wealth, not your schemes and your tricks and your trades. and you come up playing. None of that moves God. Because he simply said, when you do stuff in secret, by not letting your left hand know what your right hand doing, when he see what you have done in secret, he himself will reward you openly. See? But if you don't do it in secret, you have the glory of men, and that is your reward. Because now you became a hypocrite. You want somebody to know, I gave this, we that. Over here, you're going to get some free food. Over here, and I meant you just broadcast it around the world because you want the people to look at your ministry and think you got the goods. Huh? Not seeing God, ooh, I'm going to go over there because that ministry do this and that ministry do that. When they start talking about your ministry and what you do, then they're giving you the glory. They're not giving God the glory. You got to think like God thinks. Even though he said, my thoughts are not like your thoughts. But you got to sit out and ponder before you do things. Meditate. Seek God. And find out how he wants you to carry out your giving. Amen? Because simply the scriptures tell you right here. We're not to be giving and broadcasting what you're giving. Well, my ministry gave $1,000. Well, my ministry this. My ministry that. Amen? My ministry did this. When you do things, beloved, you don't need to be seen by people publicly unless they're in the church with you and y'all take up an offering and give and the need or call that person behind you and say, look, meet me in my office. I want to talk with you. And you give. Amen? Amen. And I learned that young in ministry to not do that. Every time God have moved me to give, I put it in their hands secretly. I don't broadcast it. I go and I give it to them secretly. I don't broadcast it. Amen. Because broadcasting your giving makes you a hypocrite. And you want glory from men, people that seen you give. That's not how it works. Anytime you want to do for people, give it to them secretly. Sometimes you don't even have to put your name attached to it. You just find out their P.O. box or their address or email or whatever, and you say, hey, I got something for you. You don't have to broadcast your giving if it's from the heart. But if there's a motive attached to it, of course, now you became a hypocrite. And then you move from being a hypocrite to now receiving glory from people. And then now, guess what? The Bible says, verily I say unto you, they have their reward. Amen. Amen. And so that's why it's very vital, beloved, if you're going to do something for somebody, don't sound the trumpet. Get your hips somewhere and sit down and let the Most High God reward you openly for your giving. Amen. Let's not cook up some tricks and trades and cook up a plan to try to grow more members because you're saying, I'm doing this over here. Because a lot of ministries that's doing good over there, people not going to, they're confused because everybody done started a giving and scheme. Some ministries are real. Some ministries are real. I'm not taking that from them. Some ministries want to help for real and want to give for real. Okay? They really do. And it's a shame a lot of people size you up by your giving. Yeah, they do. They size you up by your giving because it's in the public for the world to see. And so they say, oh, well, this ministry give this over here, so I'm going to go over there. Oh, this ministry give this over here. I'm going to go over here. And so that's how they're drawing people in. Amen. But the Bible says, no man cometh to the Father unless the Spirit of the Lord draws them. And so it's not your gifts and talents that's going to draw people. It's not you broadcasting your giving that should draw people. Because, baby, you can give people something, and they just come for what you got. Let me bring it to something. Let me say this. And I'm going to say this because I need to set an example for you guys of what I'm saying. I remember the very first time the Most High God had told me to open my home up for children Bible study. I started with 19 and ended up with 45 children in my home every week teaching them Bible study. And as they were coming, I started giving them treats, you know, after the Bible study. I made sure I had the hot dogs and the cookies and the potato chips and the soda, you know, something that kids like. And I had that for them to serve them after the Bible study. And so one day I heard the Holy Spirit say, stop giving them treats and see would they continue to come. And beloved, I stopped for 2 weeks, I think it was now. Don't hold me to it. I think it was 2 weeks or 3 weeks. One of the two. I stopped. And do you know they were falling off? Huh? Some of them were just coming for treats. And some of them was coming because they really wanted to hear the Bible study. See, word had got out. Oh, over here with Miss Graham, she's giving treats. Okay? She's giving food, giving what we like. Come on. And my house was filling up. And see, sometimes, beloved, people can mistake that for the anointing and think, oh, they got the goods. But the Holy Spirit had to teach me. See, unless the Spirit of the Lord draws. See, it's Him that's going to draw you to God. Not no treats and food giveaways and clothes giveaways and all that. None of that. You don't have to broadcast on the corner when you out there praying. You got a big old video in your face showing that you praying. You don't have to broadcast out there feeding folk hamburgers and feeding folk, in other words, the homeless something that you don't even eat. Some people do that. They feed them hot dogs knowing they don't eat no hot dogs. Huh? Come on. You're giving them stuff you don't even eat. Amen? If you want to do something in secret, pick those homeless people up. Take them to your house. Give them a bath and put some clothes on them then. Huh? Come on. If you want to be seen or if you want to do it in privacy, nobody knows about what's going on in your home. See, they shouldn't know what's going on in your home. That's your home. That's your secret dwelling. That's where you lay your head. You don't let everybody into your space, into your home. Huh? You have to set boundaries. Okay? There must be boundaries set. But what I'm saying is I'm going by scripture here. If we're going to say we're going to live by scripture, we got to take the whole book. You can't just take some and throw some away and say, well, you know, I don't like that scripture today, so I'm going to change it up. I like this. I like that. No. Amen? So you have to be careful, beloved, when you start giving before people to be seen by people. You ought to keep things secret, meaning tell no one. Uh-huh. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Never let your left hand know what your right hand doing. That simply means keeping things secret. Tell no one. Amen? Because when you do it openly, got them cell phones, baby. Everybody got a cell phone in your face showing that you done gave somebody something. Now, you getting a pat on the back from people. Ooh, that's sure a great ministry. That's sure a great woman of God. That's sure a great man of God. Look at them. They're always giving. Huh? They're always giving. And so what does the Bible say? Amen? What does the Bible say? Amen. It tells you not to do that, beloved. Amen? Instead of you patting yourself on the back, Huh? Let me go ahead and give you a scripture now. I'm talking scripture. I love scripture, y'all. Huh? Proverbs. Check it out now. I want to go. Proverbs chapter 27 verses 1 through 10. Y'all listen to this. It says, do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring. Let another person praise you and not your own mouth. A stranger and not your own lips, beloved. You hear what that said? That goes with never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That means doing everything in secret. And you're not to tell anyone. Now, if others praise you, that's good. But you don't praise yourself. You don't walk in pride. You don't lift yourself up. You remain humble before the Most High God. That's what you do. You remain humble and learn to humble yourself before the Most High God. Amen? Amen. It's vital that you take note of your giving, beloved, and make sure you do not have a hypocritical spirit attached to your giving. Huh? Because now you have set yourself in a place of error. You have caused yourself to walk against the word of God and the will of God for your life. Huh? Come on. Sometimes, and if you read now, if you read in the Bible, when Jesus did miracles, he'd tell them to go and tell nobody. Huh? Jesus shunned away from people glorifying him because he knew his Father didn't share glory with nobody. Amen? Amen. And he always directs you back to the Most High God who sent him. Huh? Sent him to be a sacrificial lamb so that you and I can have life and have it more abundantly. See? That's one thing I love about Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He never took glory from himself. Huh? He never walked around and act like he got it going on. Look at me. Look at me. I healed the blind. I raised the dead. The lame can walk. Oh, the deaf can hear. Oh, I turned those loaves of bread and fish and fed 5,000 multitude of people. He didn't brag and boast about what he done, beloved. He didn't do that. He didn't do that. And so we must let our giving be done in secret. Put others ahead of your own agenda. Become a servant. Become a leader. Teach others how to serve. Because that's what Jesus Christ Yeshua done. He taught the disciples how to serve. Allow your life to be a book that when someone begins to turn the pages, they can identify you with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, and know that you are one of his disciples through your love walk, not your greed walk, not your selfish, self-centered mentality. You wanting it all for yourself and not thinking about another person but yourself. Amen? Jesus carries out his teaching and action throughout the Bible, his servanthood throughout the Bible. He didn't go around broadcasting his giving. He didn't go around broadcasting the many healings and miracles he worked as the Holy Ghost of the living God or the Most High God allowed him to do. Huh? He is the Word. And so he worked the Word. Huh? He spoke the word. He taught us how to speak by faith. Huh? Decree and declare, and it shall be done. He taught us how to live our life by faith. Huh? Because he knew, and we knew, as servants of God, that faith pleases God. Amen? Did y'all not know that? Faith does pleases God. Amen. Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen? Amen. You have to know that faith pleases God. But without it, it doesn't please God. So, beloved, I hope that when you begin to give anything to anybody, don't sound a trumpet like the hypocrites. You're not even supposed to stand on the corner praying like a hypocrite and putting it all over social media to let people know, hey, I'm out here on the corner, honey. Huh? The Bible says what you do in secret, God's going to reward you openly. Also about your gifts and talents. He opened doors for you. See, one thing, I'm happy where I'm at, guys. I'm an independent artist. I'm an indie artist. I write my songs, and I sing all four-part harmony on my tracks. So when you hear music on this show, it's my songs. And if I have a guest, an artist on here, then I will announce that it's that artist song that I'm playing. But any music you hear on here is copywritten by me and sung by me. And so I don't seek to be known. I love singing, and you will see me post, you know, places I've sung or, you know, shows I've done and things like that, but I'm not in it to try to make a name for myself. I just love singing, and it's a hobby to me. And if someone appreciate the gift, then they appreciate the gift. But I'm not going to run anybody down to try to get doors open. Why? Because if that's the will of the Father, it will happen. It will happen. And he will put the right people in my life to help me with my music, or help me with my books, or help me with preaching engagements, or help me with whatever he got going on for me. Amen? But I'm seasoned enough to know, and I have a lot of wisdom to know. I have a lot of wisdom to know, beloved, that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and that I didn't bring anything in this world, and so I'm not going to take anything out. So I don't fall all out and get bent out of shape because, you know, somebody else got a mansion and I may live in a 3,100 square foot two-story home. I don't get bent out. I thank God for that because I could have been living under the bridge. I don't get out of bent of shape because people got the Bentleys and the Lamborghinis and stuff, and all I have is a Cadillac, okay, a nice, beautiful Cadillac. I don't get bent out of shape. I thank God for my Cadillac in my garage and the Dodge Ram truck, nice new truck out in my driveway. I thank the Most High God for that. I don't get bent out of shape. I don't get bent out of shape over stuff, baby, because stuff is not my God. I've learned, guys, when I had a house fire, I lost my house and I lost a daughter because of the house fire. I learned not to attach myself to stuff. Amen? Because stuff is not my God. You can have it today and lose it the next second. That's right. Stuff is made to be lost. The same house you may own through your mortgage paid off, you still got to pay the tax. And if you don't pay the tax on that thing, guess what? It ain't yours anyway. They're going to sell that thing on the court steps. Huh? So don't hold on to stuff, huh, that you have no control over. All this stuff that we have, beloved, is just tools. T-O-O-L-S. Tools. That the Most High God allow us to use while we're here. Amen? Don't get bent out of shape on what somebody else is doing. And don't allow your giving to be seen by other people so you can get the praise and say, boy, they sure is a giver. But my mom gave, my mom taught me that, huh? My mom taught me that. God taught me that too, through her. She was a giver. I ain't kidding. My mom, she don't mind giving and sharing. But she never broadcast what she did. Her lips was tight. Her lips was closed. She didn't go around broadcasting, talking about, oh, child, you know I did this. Shut your mouth. My mom ain't never did that. I could truly say what type of woman my mama is. She ain't never did that. I ain't never heard her say it. Huh? And so what I'm saying is you treat people like you want to be treated. If you know you down, bad, doing bad and stuff, huh? You don't want nobody going out broadcasting what they've done for you. Because that's going to do something to your spirit, man. What you say? So, beloved, be careful not to have a hypocritical spirit attached to your giving. Check your giving. Check your reward. See whether you're doing it because you want to do it and because it's something that's on your heart and God is moving you to do it. Do it in secret. Huh? Do it in secret. Now, I know nowadays, you know, in the churches, they got to keep a record of where their giving is going. And the board is sharing, and maybe they get in their church and tell everybody, well, we had to give this and that and that, and I just want to let y'all know, you know, what's going on the books, okay? I don't know the laws and rules of the giving in the churches because I don't own a church. I'm not a leader of a church, okay? And so some people have to do that. I'm not sure. And I'm not beating folk up by wanting to give people, okay? I'm not beating, but turn those cameras off. If you're going to go out as a group of your church, turn those cameras off. Amen? Now, if you want to announce we have a giving ministry, amen? And you give them information on what you do so they'll know what to expect when they come to your ministry, then that's fine. But to be out there on the corners with the cameras rolling, making sure, wait a minute, let me dress up for this occasion. And your cameras rolling to show that you're a giver, then you have your reward. Amen? Because you're not doing it in secret. Let others praise you. Let others tell people about your ministry and your giving. See? Like my mom. I'm telling y'all about my mom giving. Amen? She's not telling y'all. I'm telling you. Let other people do that for you because it's going to get out about your ministry. But you don't have to broadcast people to use that as some type of bait to bait folk in. Amen? You don't have to bait them in by telling them and boasting and bragging about your giving. Amen? Don't do that. Don't do that. Just give. Amen? Just give. Amen. So with that said, guys, I got to go. I got to go. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, if anybody would like to come on this broadcast and they want to share their testimony, story, or whatever they want to do, guys, go to serveitupnow.com, fill out that contact information, and tell me what you want to talk about, and then I'll give you the next step of what you need to do, okay? So with that said, guys, stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye. Wait.
waking up in the morning time with Jesus on my mind. He is the creator of all time and the resurrection of life. When I was laying sick on my bed, Jesus told Lord to behave. That's why I gotta open my mouth and praise Him. I wanna praise Him.
Put your hands in the air to the air. Put your hands in the air to the air.
He's giving me a second chance.
Put your hands in the air to the air. Put your hands in the air to the air.
Walking into the church to pray, doesn't matter what they say. All I know is that I'm here to stay, falling on my knees to pray. Jesus gave me a second chance, now I feel a holy day. That's why I lift my ears towards heaven. I wanna praise Him.
Put your hands in the air to the air. Put your hands in the air to the air.
He's giving me a second chance.
Put your hands in the air to the air. Put your hands in the air to the air.
Looking outside, I see you're anywhere. It brings joy to my world. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus Christ has shed His precious blood, so can't you feel His love? That's why I gotta lift my hands and praise Him. I wanna praise. That He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we give You the praise. Lord, we give You the praise.